sports scene today.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, boys and girls, children of all ages? Talking sports back on the air. It's Friday. It's 1 o'clock before Wibble Week. It's Wibble Week. Actually, it kicked off about an hour ago. Really? Who's playing? Memphis and Houston.
No, that's right.
And that's a Wibble Week. And NC State is playing North Carolina. That could be a Wibble Week. But I don't know about Houston. Louis, who'd you say Houston?
Memphis.
How's that Wibble Week?
Goes back to the.
Elvis was supposed to go to Houston and instead went to Memphis.
There you go. Exactly.
Memphis.
And so that's why.
I believe they're old Conference USA foes.
Really?
It is still the very last seconds of the first quarter. Memphis is up 21-10.
Yeah, that's nice.
Number 20, Houston.
That's the new head coach of either
LSU.
LSU, Texas, or Texas A&M, they're saying.
The Houston guy.
The Houston guy.
Todd Herman.
Of those three, where would you choose?
LSU. Go ahead and get into the SEC.
Texas.
Get right in. Texas, you can be God.
You can be. You've already coached in Texas, so you have the recruiting ties to Texas.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Going to LSU, it's kind of like this whole Jimbo Fisher thing. Doesn't make sense for him to leave FSU to go to LSU. It doesn't. He's already at one of the bigger universities. Mm-hmm. It is FSU. And you're going to jump from being a big dog to now chasing
the big dog.
The big dog.
Well, they fired Les Miles for one reason and one reason only. He couldn't beat the big dog.
Right.
So do you go to the school where you have to beat them or the school where you just have to make a bowl game now?
Right. No, and that's what I'm saying. So Texas may make more sense. Excuse me.
You okay? It's a turkey bone. Leftovers.
Hate when that happens.
Yeah, you feel better?
I was in a food coma yesterday, I have to admit.
I know.
No, it was awful. And I really didn't feel like I ate a lot. The problem is when I sliced the ham, I ate a lot. When I sliced the turkey, I ate a lot.
So don't give you the knife.
That might be true. Unbelievable.
Don't allow you to make your own portions.
So getting back to that, I like the recruiting thing.
Recruiting thing's big.
True. Speaking of which, Texas playing TCU Horned Frogs today, 3:30.
They're saying that he needs a win, Charlie Strong.
Do you think that's really going to keep him?
Absolutely not. No. I understand the importance of Rivalry Week.
But it's not even their rival.
But it's still Rivalry Week.
It is, but Texas against Texas Christian?
Yeah, no.
It's Texas, Oklahoma.
It doesn't do you any good. Too late. Too little, too late. Washington State.
Was that tonight? Or 3:30, right?
3:30. We have Baylor, Texas Tech. Smaller rivalry.
Can I be honest with you? No, I'm not lying. There's only one game I care about this weekend.
That's not true.
Florida State.
No, he cares about Auburn, Alabama.
No, not at all. I don't care about that game.
Okay.
I don't.
It's not even going to be close.
Don't say that.
What?
The last time Alabama went into the game undefeated.
They're not going to try a 62-yard field goal this time.
It's the same kicker. Of course they will.
No, they won't. The game that interests me, the game that I can't wait for is Ohio State-Michigan.
Yeah.
Really?
A, because of my love for Ohio State.
You're just a big blue and maize.
So you're taking – fan today. You're going with Michael Jordan over LeBron James in the game.
Yeah.
Both teams are wearing custom cleats.
Oh, really?
One presented to the team by Michael Jordan himself. The other presenter.
Who got which?
Ohio State is LeBron.
LeBron. Okay.
LeBron has his own locker.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with MJ.
I guess they brought in all the stuff last night, Michigan did, in the darkness of Thanksgiving evening, so that no one would mess with them.
Makes sense. Got to protect your peeps.
Yeah.
Who do you like in the game? Obviously, Ohio State.
Ohio State.
You know, it's
so what happens,
as the home team, yeah.
Penn State is sitting out there watching this game.
They're big Ohio State fans, right?
Yes, they are, because if Ohio State wins, and they win, I don't know who Penn State plays. Penn State represents one half of the Big Ten in the championship game. Now, one of those two teams, being Michigan or Ohio State, is going to go to the playoff.
Sure. Possibly two.
Penn State deserves to be number four if they win the Big Ten championship.
Penn State hosts Michigan State.
Okay, that's a win.
I don't know about a win. Michigan State should have, could have, would have last week. Yeah. Very disappointing.
A terrible call.
Not, according to the guru himself, Kevin Carter, it wasn't a terrible call. It was
terrible.
A terrible. The play, going for two, it was a terrible call. But
on the coach.
On the coach, the call was terrible. Not going for two was terrible, according to Kevin Carter. Like Kevin Carter said, and you have to almost agree with him. Well, you do have to agree with him because he's bigger than you. The fact that Michigan State had nothing to lose.
Sure.
Go for the win. Go for the 2 points.
There's 4 minutes left.
The problem is the execution of using the quarterback who hasn't run any time the whole game. They had other options to go on a run. Instead, using what they used, and that's what failed.
So your favorite team, and I know you don't have one, and Weggs, we can use Auburn as an example.
Okay.
Auburn playing Alabama this coming weekend,
mm-hmm.
with the possibility to tie the game at Alabama or go for two with 4.5 minutes left.
Oh, my. I don't know. If you don't go for the win then
you may not ever have
you might not have that chance later on.
And I'm sure that's what they're thinking was they had nothing to lose. And to be honest, I believe Michigan State had a much better chance of beating Ohio State than Auburn would have of driving down the field and coming back to beat Alabama.
Yeah, I don't know about that. One's again, a rivalry game. These kids have played against each other.
I understand it is rivalry week.
Rivalry week.
And you know that anything can happen. But like the great legend himself, Kevin Carter, said, there's Alabama and there's everybody else.
Great and legend, or just great?
You used both in one sentence.
I know. That's strong.
I know.
Not Charlie Strong. No. Stronger than
that. And you know where I stand with calling somebody a legend.
Exactly. Yes. That's why I said that.
Kevin Carter, not because he's a friend of mine, and I can take the word.
You can say a legendary human being.
He is a legendary
human. He's a legendary human being.
He's one of the classiest guys I've ever been around. Also, number one draft pick. He's in the St. Louis Cardinal Hall of Fame.
Time out. First round draft pick, not number one draft pick. Let's clarify.
First round draft pick. That's what I said.
Well, you said number one draft pick.
Number one draft pick of the Rams. Okay.
What overall? That's when it comes down to.
Pretty high, if I remember. I'm going to guess.
I'm
going to guess
in
seven.
The first round.
I'm going to say seven.
I'm going to say 13.
Do you know that for a fact?
No, I'm looking at it.
All right,
now.
I'm going to say seven. In the Rams Hall of Fame, led the league, I believe, in sacks. I mean, yes, I get very upset when people throw around legend.
Number six.
Right. Oh. Super Bowl, on and on and on. If he's not a legend,
2-time Pro Bowl,
he's pretty close. I would put him in a pretty close category if he's not. And I'm going to move him into the legendary status because of the type of human being that he is.
Led the NFL in sacks in 99.
I just said that.
Yeah.
So, again, if we're going to say the elite of the elite of the elites are legend, then he's going to be pretty close.
Only one ring.
At least he has one.
Well, then he went to Tennessee. They're not getting anything there. Was in Miami. Came to Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Florida Georgia Hall of Fame. University of Florida Hall of Fame.
He'd be the real deal.
3-time SEC champion.
So can we call him college legend? Legendary Gator? Would he fall under legendary Gator?
Kevin Carter, legendary human being.
Legend.
Well, he's definitely a legendary human being.
Just overall, that.
Okay. All right. So back to what I was just saying. The legendary human being, Kevin Carter, said, going for two made sense. It was Michigan State, had nothing to lose, on and on and on.
Don't like it.
I necessarily didn't like it either because they were playing well.
They were playing well.
You know, and then look at it. Then they had a chance, right?
Yep.
You know, to come back.
Tie game. You figure tie game. You come back, kick the extra point to win the game. Not win or lose, not just to go to overtime if you miss.
It's a shame just because I'm such a big Ohio State fan.
I know you are.
And Gian Herrera fights tomorrow/Sunday in a land down under.
16-hour time difference over there.
I think they said it took almost a day and a half, almost 2 days to get there.
Ridiculous.
But they get back.
Yeah.
When they took off, they land 2 hours before they took off.
It's pretty sweet.
That is kind of crazy. UFC card main event is who?
TBA.
No, that's Canada. Saying tomorrow in Australia.
Oh, for that one.
Yeah, tomorrow in Australia, who's the main event? That's Brunson?
Whitaker Brunson, yeah.
Okay. So Gian fights early, so you know if you're out and about.
Early for them, late for us.
Well, no, because it would be regular UFC East Coast time. So if Gian's on Fight Pass.
He's actually on Fox Sports 1.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's the curtain jerker for the prelims.
Hey, how about that?
He's not on the UFC Fight Pass prelims.
Can I get back to the legendary human being, Kevin Carter, for
it's
a second?
Your show,
sure, why not?
He will be sporting the original grain watch all weekend on ESPN.
You know what?
No, what?
I was going through the website, and they have an amazing... It's a red and black wood watch on there. It is phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Should we put out to the Randy regime...
Sure.
Whether I go cover the Toronto UFC 206,
yeah.
Do I go cover UFC on Fox 22?
Sleep Train Arena? Oh, no, it's the Golden One Center. Sorry. Brand new arena.
You better be sorry. Getting it wrong.
Here are your top three fights for UFC on Fox 22.
There are two reasons why I am picking what I'm picking. You go ahead.
Paige VanZant against the Karate Hottie.
There's one.
Sage Northcutt against Mickey Gall.
No.
Not even close.
Uriah Faber's final fight against Brad Pickett.
Yes.
Those three. Now, granted, you look at every. No disrespect to anybody else on it. Mike Perry, the local guy, we could probably. You know what? I am going to switch. I think I'm not going to do Toronto on the 8th. Now that you. Is that official? Cormier is out?
Yes. That is official.
I think maybe I will.
Just wait for him to book his flight. And like, oh, just kidding.
Well, that's why I do, because I'm platinum gold. / silver.
Platinum gold.
Yeah. No, nice. I'm all on United, AAA, American Airlines and such. I put them on hold for 5 days. And then when the 5 day period comes, I put them on hold again for another 5 days to try to hold it out as long as humanly possible. Now, I'm throwing this out to the Randy regime and I'm throwing it out to you guys as well. If I go to Toronto, now that Cormier is out, we also have the opportunity, we meaning me, to go to Joe Rogan on Friday night, hosted by Russell Peters.
Now, that would be clutch right there.
You know people.
Yeah.
I do know people. There's no doubt I would be going to that on Friday.
Yes.
So it's going to see Joe Rogan.
Does the host get better seats than the actual headliner, or does the headliner get better seats?
I would normally say the headliner gets better seats, except in this case where the host is a Toronto legend. And we've been talking about legends.
From B-Town.
I'll be staying in Brampton as well.
Brampton, Ontario.
So I'm going to throw it out to you guys. I'm also going to throw it out to the Randy regime.
What about both?
I heard in Brampton it's Indian, Jamaican, and then Randy Harris. Those are your demographics.
I don't know what that means.
No, it just doesn't seem like an area you'd stay in.
Brampton?
The bus stop.
I've stayed at the bus stop.
It's more your speed.
I've done bus stop from 2 in the morning in Toronto till 4 waiting for the bus.
You've also done...
In the snow.
Convention Center.
Well, that was Super Bowl.
Driving uphill both
ways. That is a legendary story. And if I really cared what people think, I wouldn't tell it. So when we return, I may tell the story. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Waterside Dental. We'll be right back.
Nah. is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Holy Hog Barbecue, with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena, continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering, from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay, treating Olympians, actors, news anchors, reporters, reality TV stars, weekend warriors, and now delivering the same famous care to local residents at local prices. Physical Chiropractic of Tampa Bay created Tampa Cryo, the first cryotherapy location in Tampa. Give us a call at 813-207-5027. We are conveniently located at 1155 South Dale Mabry, Suite Number 8, Tampa Cryo, treating every patient like a professional athlete. Come see Dr. Thomas Reed, the team chiropractor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Trent Dilfer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
You said you got more rivalry games.
I do have rivalry games, but you're supposed to say welcome to your show at least.
Well, you can do something constructive.
No.
Welcome to the show. Or, talk about rivalry week.
Or destructive, whichever.
So we can go over some picks so we can talk about some other things later
on. Is that
on?
What we're doing?
You want to go picks?
Do picks? No, I want to do the other thing first.
What's the other
thing? So there we were, standing in a Publix checkout line.
If this show had any quality whatsoever.
Which it doesn't.
But if we did. I'm going to throw both of you. I'm going to throw us all under the bus because I should have told you to have this prepared. We knew we were going to do this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why I didn't tell you to have a small clip from the song The Streak ready for this. Have you ever heard this, the song The Streak?
Yeah.
There I was, standing by the tomatoes. We could have used that for what we're about to do. Go ahead.
That's a good call. So there we were. We were all three of us. Why we hang out outside of the show, I do not know.
I don't know. I don't like you on the show. Why don't
we were at Torta Pizza before.
We were at Torta Pizza. We were partaking in some pies. And we being Sean.
I was looking at the cover of the People magazine that said Sexiest Man Alive.
And Dwayne both the Rock of you were Johnson. Interested.
Well, I was interested because I didn't know who it was. And Wegg was interested because it was a rock with his shirt off. Continue.
Go, musclehead.
So we got into the discussion. I don't even remember how we segued into it.
I believe the host, and that would be Randy Harris.
That would
Harris
be me, like said. I always said, and I'll tell you why I said this. Because way back in the day, early 2000s.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
I was doing a lot with the WWF.
Say this.
And I was backstage, and they were going to have me, not have me, because I already knew Ken Shamrock, but they were going to have me hang out with Ken and talk to him or whatever. Legendary story goes that Ken got lost. So he didn't make it to the Sundome. So they instead brought a up-and-coming guy on his way up. Nobody, you know, he wasn't a big name at the time. He went by four letters, R-O-C-K. That would be The Rock.
Thought it was Rocky Maivia.
He might have already been past Rocky Maivia, you know, because they went from Rocky, obviously his dad, Rocky Johnson, blah, 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 blah. So I went into the locker room like that week and I said something to Sapp, knowing where Warren came from and where Dwayne Johnson came from. They both played at the U. So Warren Sapp said then, yeah, did he tell you something to the effect of, yeah, did he remind you that he was my backup at Miami? And so I always tell that when Rock and Warren's name come up, that Warren said that. Mm-hmm. Take it away.
So Jobber. We talked about whose career we would have preferred to have had,
right,
or which we think is better.
Let me interrupt. We did not do that at all.
That's
you
actually
said,
exactly what
no,
we did.
No, we didn't do anything. You said, mm-hmm. I would much rather have The Rock's career
yeah.
than Sapp's career. It's not like we were talking about that. You threw out.
But then we discussed.
But you got to do it in the correct order.
And the reason why, if I remember correctly, I don't want to be broke like Sapp.
Yeah, one's bankrupt, one's not.
Okay. When I said, that really has nothing to do with his career. That's how he spent his money and he blew his money and he did whatever mm-hmm. he did. If you're talking career.
You're looking at accolades.
Yeah.
I would rather have Warren Sapp's career mm-hmm. than Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
And that's where then the discussion came off and we said, this would be a great segment.
Right.
As we could discuss, we could throw it back to the fathership and see what Ed has to say. And mm-hmm. has nothing to do with what type of person either one of them are.
No,
and let's be honest,
it's not.
Very few people really know Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Everybody, sure. at least in the Tampa Bay area, knows of or knows stories about Warren Sapp. This has nothing to do with their personality.
Correct.
It has nothing to do with the money they made. It has to do with their career. It has nothing to do with how they spent the money that they made. All right, is that better?
True. True.
Okay. So if you're talking career and career only,
yeah,
I don't think it's a question.
Oh, you're right. It's not a question.
You go with arguably the greatest Tampa Bay Buccaneer of all time, in the Ring of Honor, in the Hall of Fame, 2,000 years from now.
Super Bowl champ.
Warren's name will always be in record books. Dwayne Johnson will go out down as... I can't even tell you the names of the movies that he's been in. I mean, he's fun to watch.
I
don't think career wise. And again, it's hard to compare an actor to an athlete.
Sure,
he was an athlete.
Sure,
you know when he was in the WWF and then the WWE. But me personally, mm-hmm. I say you go with the career of Warren Sapp over the career of Dwayne Johnson. You obviously go with Dwayne Johnson.
I still say Dwayne Johnson. I mean, his career is still going. I think that has a lot to do with it.
What's the big thing that from The Rock? When you're talking about his career,
yeah,
what he just loves his pecs.
Well, I understand that. I think he loves the gym movie where, you know.
Oh, he does love the gym movie. Yeah.
What was the name of that?
Pain and Gain.
Well, you should too, because Marky Mark was in it.
No, yes. And I did watch it because of Marky Mark. When you think of...
We all watched it.
When you think of Dwayne Johnson's career, what do you think of?
Nowadays, the movies.
No. What do you think of?
Not movies. Nowadays.
Yeah, movies.
Movies in general. You can't name a movie or, you know...
I mean, he's filming Jumanji now. He was in Pain and Gain.
Hold on a second.
He was in The Rundown. He was in Walking Tall.
He's filming a movie now, and that's part of his career?
Of course it's part of his career. Again,
it's better than what Warren Sapp is doing.
Yeah, Warren Sapp. That's a big part of
his career. He was kicked out of his career.
He doesn't have anything going for him right now.
Let's throw it back to Ed for a second, because I know which direction, or it sounds like we know what direction he's going to go. Career-wise, not what type of person he is, not who's down on his luck, not who's done this or done that. Are you going to take Dwayne Johnson's career over the career of Warren Sapp?
Okay, let's just, right now, we got 1,000 people. And in one chair, at the end of the field, we've got Warren Sapp. The other chair, we've got Dwayne The Rock. And you have 1,000 people in there, and you give them a pen. Which person, which guy do you think they're all going to run to first and get their autograph?
That's not career, though. Well, I mean, obviously, very few people.
But I'm saying you're saying in general, throwing out the career and all that stuff.
Which has a lot to do with how they spent their career.
Well, yeah, whose career I'd rather have right now, I'd rather have Dwayne's, because Warren's ruined his. And Dwayne's going to continue to make money, and Warren's looking for money.
The statement about putting two chairs at the end zone and stuff, I could change that too. Put Dwayne Rock Johnson on one and give me a Kardashian naked at the other one. And which way is it?
Depends if it's all guys.
That's not the question, though.
It's the same thing.
It's the same statement. You're talking about career, not popularity. Popularity, you're going to go to The Rock. The Rock is more popular. So the people are going to pick The Rock.
Well, okay, why is he more popular? Talking career, then. You are talking career. Whose career would you rather have?
Yeah. Right.
What? Rather have the career that keeps going and making money. Warren Sapp's not making any money. Yeah, he had his day in the sun, and he is one of the best of all time. But his off the field stuff is real, and that's why I said if you put 1,000 people would be afraid to go to Warren Sapp because he'd probably cuss them out.
That's probably true. that probably is true. But we'll throw it out on the Twitter universe as well. Okay. You know, we'll put it out because it appears like the four of us are in a deadlock.
Yeah, it's 2-2.
It's 2-2.
Yep.
But I do understand, and it does make sense, what Ed said in the fact that his career continues on where Warren's is basically over. Mm-hmm. But in the world that we live in, Warren will be back. Warren will do something else. He'll be on another show or... You know, whatever.
He may work his way back, but it's going to take a long time.
Sure. Well, and I think he's already started that by some of the things he's doing for the kids, and he's doing a lot of kid camps. And so he's trying to work his way back. But I do understand what you're both saying about that at least Dwayne has a career right now. I'm just thinking 100 years from now, 200 years from now, are people going to, granted they'll see the movies, I don't know why, but they'll see the movies.
No, they won't. They won't have a DVD player.
They'll see the movies, but unless they're a Bucks fan, they won't see anything.
Right. Well, I mean, football-wise, they'll still know the name because that name will always be brought up during a Super Bowl. They'll always show – kind of like Carlton Fisk. The young generation today have no clue who Carlton Fisk is, but they see that home run every World Series.
And they know the
name, yeah. Well, they may not know the name until the World Series, and then they see this guy running down the baselines, number 27, thinking, you know, why is this guy acting this way? You know what I'm saying? So it is kind of sports related. I'm going to even ask Monday night at the Players Show. And by the way, our special guest this week will be running back Mike James. I'll ask the Buccaneer fans that because we have a lot of fans that come to the Players Show at the press box that are huge wrestling fans, but they're also huge with What the Buck.
Sure.
So I would be curious from somebody that likes them both.
Ingrained in both. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And as I continue to go all over the world, Sunday at Survivor Series. Did you watch any of it?
I did not, but you didn't get to meet with the first thing I think of with The Rock.
All right, we'll get back.
You said movies. The People's Elbow.
Sombrasa.
That is the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay. Great guy on the mic.
Absolutely.
The guy was a
promo every time.
It definitely was. And since you went it back.
It doesn't matter.
Since you took it, that was the best. When Y2J, Chris Jericho first came up. Who are you? Mine? It doesn't matter. It appears the return of the Shield to the WWE.
Yay.
I'll tell you what. I'd love the Shield. The Shield were cool.
I don't know any of what you're talking about right
now. It was three guys that would always come out of the rafters, run into the squared circle, beat people up, and then leave.
I thought they all did then.
Well, no. Everybody else came out of the back. They came out of the stands. Okay. It was pretty cool.
The lights went off, right?
Sometimes.
They came in looking like a SWAT team.
Yep. All in black. Then they all went their individual way. They all ended up winning the fake title known as the Inter. How about this crap before we go to break?
Let me get riled up right before we go to break.
Khabib Nurmagomedov. Yes.
The Eagle has
said that he should fight Tony Ferguson for the interim title. Conor McGregor won the title 3 weeks ago, but he now wants to fight for the interim title. First, I hate interim titles to begin with. It's a made-up, make-believe, whatever. But when they use it, it's because the champion's been out for 6 months or a year for injury or whatever, a way to not strip the fighter and to it's been 3 weeks.
Didn't they say that he was going to be out until at least May because of the kid?
Well, Connor said he's not interested in
kid or kids, depending on who you believe.
Whether it's Frankie Edgar talking, whether it's Eddie Alvarez talking, or whether
did you confuse your Northeastern people?
No. Or whether it's Conor McGregor. Or whether it's Conor McGregor.
God. We made it 32 minutes.
When we return, I do want to touch base on the fact that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I believe, are going for their third straight victory.
That is a true statement.
And I believe their second straight home victory.
Let's call it a streak.
Yeah.
Almost.
Should Mike Evans kneel for the national anthem, seeing that last time? We'll discuss that and a whole lot more when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Waterside Dental.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
Holy Hog Barbecue, with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena, continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering, from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork and chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy, Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
At Torta Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Torta Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Torta Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Holy Hog Barbecue, with convenient locations in South Tampa, West Tampa, Carrollwood, downtown Tampa, and inside the Amalie Arena, continues to dominate the Tampa Bay barbecue scene, winning the Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown for the third year in a row. Dine in, carry out, or take advantage of the Holy Hog catering, from picnics to corporate events and weddings to game day parties. No event is too big or small. Call 844-HOLY-HOG or go online at holyhogbarbecue.com. From brisket and burnt ends to pulled pork Korean chicken, and the best sides you'll ever enjoy. Holy Hog Barbecue, your hometown smokehouse.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris. So stay right there.
So do the ticket brokers, as they're watching the Dallas Cowboys
now,
play.
Are they in Cleveland or no?
Yes.
Okay.
The hell are you talking about? The Cleveland ticket brokers, the new team name.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
That was Embarcadero by Paul Desmond, who was born today in San Francisco, 1924, passed in 1977. Wonderful saxophonist, will always be remembered for the song he wrote and recorded that featured the most favorite, his most famous solo. Yeah, Take Five. Yeah, with Dave Brubeck. Anyway, he was born on this day, and we had to play his record, Embarcadero. Let's continue now with Maggie Whiting. What are you doing New Year's Eve? Not much.
Maybe it's much too early in the game, but I thought just the same. What are you doing, New Year's, New Year's Eve? Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose. Out of a thousand invitations you'll receive, but in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year, New
Talk Radio Network.
Hyde Park Massage and Spa, the official massage and spa of the Players Show, can help you in your athletic aspirations. Whether you are a runner, jogger, triathlete, gym rat, weekend warrior, or you just want to feel better, their sports massage will do just that. The experts at Hyde Park Massage and Spa will help you flush out the toxins in your body and help with your recovery. Give them a call at 813-254-4777 to schedule a massage, or you can visit www.hydeparkmassageandspa.com. The weekly guest on the Players Show will be headed to Hyde Park Massage and Spa. Shouldn't you?
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for hair at Got Split Ends Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split Ends Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Jimmy Kimmel from blank. Am I supposed to say from blank? No. And you're talking sports. Your is supposed to be spelled Y-O-U apostrophe R-E with an illiterate man, Randy Harris.
So, I'm not sure what happened, but we will continue
Seamless.
On. Yeah. I know that there's plenty of things, plenty of places you both want to go, but real quick, in case we get hit by lightning again, Calvin Johnson takes third place in Dancing with the Stars. And on the same day, as my family was watching and talking about Calvin, and you know that they did a whole piece on him, on why he left, and he wanted to leave the Lions when his body was still okay. It was on the internet, or it was in a story that said, the Detroit Lions now sit atop the NFC North even after Calvin Johnson quit on them.
Oh. Well, shots fired.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Wow.
Well, if you remember, they said the same thing about Barry Sanders.
I was going to say, they didn't learn their lesson from Barry Sanders.
Exactly. You know, and correct me if I'm wrong, Calvin wanted to be traded. And when he could, when they wouldn't trade him, then he retired.
I don't think he actually came out and said that. I think maybe his agent implied that.
I mean, who doesn't want
to? Yeah, who doesn't want to play the Lions?
You know, but now they're on top, so good for them.
Well, good. This just didn't. Playoffs don't end today. Playoffs don't start tomorrow.
So there's time for them to
nothing.
Blow it.
They still have to play the Cowboys.
You have ready plenty of time to blow it.
Yeah, but it'll still be good to see a couple new teams.
10-1 Cowboys. They beat the Redskins last night.
On Thanksgiving.
Dak Prescott.
Something wrong with that.
Cowboys against Indians?
Yeah, the Cowboys versus the Indians on Thanksgiving.
Still rolling with Dak.
Is it possible that Dak and
Zeke Elliott.
From your favorite school.
From my favorite school, do not win, either one of them win Rookie of the Year?
They'll be co-Rookie of the Year.
But here's my thinking.
And co-MVPs.
And that's what should happen. That should happen.
Interesting.
But is it possible that enough voters
they can't cannibalize their votes?
Exactly. You know, like my buddy Fred over there who didn't put Verlander on, you know, his ballot at all.
He has somebody to answer to now. The fiance, Kate Upton.
Oh, yeah. You know, for sure. Is it possible if X votes go to Zach and F, you know, X.
Dak.
What'd I say?
Not Zach.
Oh, Zach Billiken. What's his name?
Galifianakis.
Yeah, he may be in the running. If 9 votes go to the quarterback and 9 votes go to the running back, and 10 votes go to who would normally be like third,
Derek Carr,
and then he walks away with the award.
I'm okay with Carr winning it as well.
No, you can't. You can't.
What do you mean you can't?
You can't. Even though he's doing a great job.
They're
in Oakland
too.
I understand that, but do you really think he's the rookie of the year?
He's not a rookie.
Do you think he's MVP? I meant rookie. I meant MVP. Think he's the MVP?
Yes.
And because they're now doing so well, does Brady now get thrown out because he missed those 4 games?
Yes.
Or give Brady the vote just because of those 4 games?
Brady gets the votes as a big, you know, FU to the NFL.
Right.
But because he missed a quarter of the season, they're going to punish him for missing a quarter.
But it's not right to punish him for that.
Yeah, and the team still went 3-1.
And MVP is for the league, not their team.
Right. But so I'm saying I don't think it's right to penalize him for missing four games.
No.
If what he does in the other 4, 8, 12 games, like that in my math real quick, you know, if those other 12 games, he still does what he does.
And the team played just fine without him.
True. So what does that mean?
So is he really that big of a piece of the team because the team played well without him?
Do you want to punch him?
Could the Cowboys win without
Dak Prescott?
Prescott or Elliott?
Could the Patriots win this many games without Brady?
I don't know. We haven't seen it. They went 3-1 without him.
I understand that, but I also think that they were playing as an FU to the league, knowing that Brady's coming back week 5. Okay. All we have to do is get through this game.
They also lost a home game to Seattle, which they shouldn't have lost. All you do is run the ball.
That's true.
So are you predicting right now co-MVPs, co-rookie of the year?
That's what it should be, yes. Now,
I think it'd be pretty cool, to be honest.
Yep.
And now America's team could be back. Buddy of mine reached out to me.
And the crop top's back, too. He wore it yesterday.
I saw that. God, that's awful. That is absolutely
good for him.
You know, I like that somebody's so confident that doesn't mind looking stupid.
They've never looked good. They've never. I mean, they were doing that in the 80s?
I like the look with the helmet.
No, though. I don't even remember that in the 80s, and I was around then.
The crop top?
Not that. That was brutal.
We had a guy in high school wear it.
David?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do the Cowboys go to the Super Bowl?
No.
You don't think they do?
No.
Who they lose to?
They lose to Seattle. Seattle wins it.
Do you really think so?
Yeah.
So, in other words, you're saying Tampa Bay loses this weekend by 40?
24.
And they're beat up, too. Seattle's beat up. The Bucs' defensive backs are beat up.
Seattle's beat up?
Yeah. They've got like 9 guys, you know, that may or may not play.
Well, they have their starting running back. They have 2 starting running backs. Oh, no, just one. Just one.
I may go into the Seahawks locker room after and go talk to my former co-host.
Michael Bennett. Is he playing?
I don't think so.
No.
They did a thing, and I normally don't read the local paper, but I don't know if you saw this, guys, Ed, as well. If they listed all of the ex-Bucks and what they've done when they've come back.
Career games?
Yeah, career.
Are they just destroyed?
Absolutely. I think the only one that they didn't give a lot of love to was the Bears kicker, just because they didn't have the opportunity.
Connor Barth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the Bears didn't help him out.
So who do you think plays in the Super Bowl then?
I'm going to say Dallas.
Saying Dallas.
I mean, I think it's an easy pick.
Of course it is.
I think it's easy
you
to say.
You think it's Dallas Patriots?
I do right now. You know, again, anything can change. Wegs doesn't allow me to make changes to my picks or my predictions.
I've never
He gave me a hard time when I changed my opinion on Jameis Winston or whatever it was. If Tom Brady goes down, I'm going to relinquish and change my pick of the Patriots going to the Super Bowl.
In that case, yeah, that makes sense. You're allowed to.
If Gronkowski can't play the rest of the year?
I still think they can do okay without him. They've proven that.
Yeah, they won when he was hurt time after time after time.
I think they make a deal with
the devil,
the New England Penitentiary, and they get they get Hernandez back out just to play
on work release.
He's on work release. He'll get some time served.
Nice.
You know where he can.
How does time serve go in a life sentence?
Well, yeah. as long as you don't pull a shiv or you don't use a gun or you don't do anything in prison, they will allow you out just to play on Sunday. You can't go to practice. You just can go and play on Sunday.
Just show up and ball.
And the hoodie finds a way to use them. And the page. Can you imagine what ticket prices are going to be?
So if the playoffs started today, your matchup would be Detroit against Washington, Atlanta against the Giants in the NFC, and Houston against Denver.
All right, go Giants. So far, I'm rooting for the Giants.
And Pittsburgh against Kansas City.
I'd like that game. Pittsburgh-Kansas City might not be too snappy. And what was the first one?
Houston-Denver.
Yeah, who cares? You know, ironic Houston because of the quarterback.
Houston's the third seed.
Yeah. Yeah. Dallas, New England. There's your teams.
A lot of football left.
Houston?
No, I know that, but he's saying as of right now. Obviously, in 6 weeks, anything can happen. Detroit is going to fall. Green Bay is going to find a way. You know, something's going to happen. They'll find their way back. But I think Dallas is just on a roll. I really, truly do.
Really? They're 10-1. You think they're on a roll?
They're on a roll. They've won 10 straight. How about that? Everything is playing for them. I think, you know, all the veterans are stepping up as well for the rookies. They're so impressed with their new leader. How about Romo? Have you heard about this?
No.
So Romo make a press conference, and he says this is the right thing. That,
his prepared statement.
You know, prepared statement, but it got leaked out that he went upstairs trying to get his job back.
Of course he did. I don't blame him.
Really? Really?
Now, okay. We all know how much of a love affair Jerry Jones has with Tony Romo.
They said he has 5 good years left.
But.
In San Francisco.
I was in Cleveland.
Yeah, well, I don't even think he's going to go to Cleveland. I don't even think he would go to Cleveland.
What about Chicago?
Could go to Chicago.
Could go to Chicago.
Cutler's contract is up.
Yeah, but Cutler also stinks. Yeah. It doesn't matter if his contract's up. You're a better NFL quarterback than Cutler.
And a person.
Well, but again, person has nothing to do with it. There's been bigger douches that have played in the NFL and such.
I think we've, established that.
I think even the 4'2" Alex Weghorn, who couldn't even see over the offensive line, would be a better quarterback than Shea Cutler.
He has a running back set up the step stool so he can pass.
No, that's how he gets the snap.
I'd run up the back of the running back.
They run out, and the step stool has to count as one of the players.
Okay.
So now it's 10 in the step stool.
Yeah.
Is going on. So Romo's going to go somewhere else. He's not going to stay. But I think him going up and begging for his job back, if in fact he did it, is awful because you can't give him his job back. Yet, that's exactly what the Miami Dolphins did.
It doesn't matter what happens with the Cowboys. They could lose the rest of their games this year, and Romo's not going back. He's not going to be a Cowboy. He's done as Cowboy. It's finished.
No, I agree with you 100%, but if the Cowboys were to lose like 4 in a row, they may come back to him to get him into the playoffs and get it rolling and all that kind of stuff.
4 in a row, that's week 17.
So I'm saying. It could. I don't think it will. Who do the Cowboys play the rest of the year?
They have Thursday night against the Vikings on the road.
They do have a team coming out to Arlington, though, coming up in a couple.
So they do. they're at the Vikings, at the Giants. Their next home game is against the Bucks. Then they're home to the Lions, and they're on the road to finish the season.
Their next home game is against the Bucks?
Yeah.
And the Bucks don't go out there for 3 weeks?
On the December 18th.
Yep. Ooh. So I go to Sacramento on Saturday, get an early flight, and get off in Dallas, and go to the Dallas-Tampa game.
12 o'clock start, yep.
That's feasible. I need to do that.
Press box is full.
Oh, I'm sure. What is it, a Lightning game?
I'll be there tonight.
Are we doing Why Will We Week?
We'll do Why Will We Week in a minute. Give me your Lightning update real quick.
They're kicking ass.
They scored 4 goals. They won.
Okay. 2 and 12 seconds.
Yeah, they're 5-1 in their last 6.
Let's do some picks. Why Will We Week?
Nebraska, Iowa. If Nebraska wins, they win the
Iowa.
The Big Ten.
I'll go Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Iowa's at home, and they've already beaten, what, Michigan? Who'd they beat?
Iowa beat Michigan. Yes, they did.
Yeah.
I'll go Nebraska.
We'll go with the Michigan State Penn State game because you said
I'm going to go Penn State. I mean, I'd like to see Michigan State win, but I don't. Growing up, I always wanted to go to Penn State, and now I can't even. I throw up in my mouth when I say the word Penn State.
The linebacker from the Detroit Lions at his proudest moment in college was snapping Joe Paterno's leg.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
He's now one of my favorite players,
and I'm okay with that as well.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
And who's the linebacker? Because I want to get his shirt.
Levy.
All right.
We'll go Michigan, Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Ohio State.
I'll go Michigan.
Okay.
Because I can't pick that other team.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Big game of the weekend, Auburn at Alabama.
Bama.
Yeah. I think no matter who, I'll go with. I'm not going with the Eagles or the Tigers or the War Eagle or any of that crap.
Florida at Florida State.
Florida State.
Florida State.
Florida. And the big game of the weekend.
You call me a homer.
The big game of the weekend.
I'm taking UCF.
The war on I-4.
I'm taking UCF.
Central Florida making USF. A 60.
I'm taking
60
UCF.
Mile trek. Yeah, you're taking UCF. You're such a homer.
Yeah, I'm a homer.
You are. Your All daughter right. went to school there on, last. So
on that.
Yeah,
note,
but my co-host went to USF.
Damn right.
On that note, hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOX.
Sean K Radio.
Bucks. Go play bowl. Well on Sunday.
Go Bulls.
Fireball.